Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Do not forget about that. How was last week, sort of like the reintroduction for Z Country into Instagram? How did it all work out? All goes smoothly. Did we reach your milestones?
No.
Your expectations, so to speak?
Unfortunately, we did not.
Okay, we know you have high ones. And maybe next time Z Country can reach your expectations.
I Michelle hope so. Spring? I'm going to put up a poll question for today on there.
Oh, it doesn't have to do with...
LBJ?
Not Lyndon Baines Johnson. No, but LeBron James.
Yeah. Just going to ask people if they're sad.
Going to ask people if they're sad.
I'm sad, man.
By the way, if you guys miss Michelle get a little sad last hour, that will be up in the podcast section a little bit later on today. But for right now, what's number one from the weekend brought to you by Rods? We'll take a look at the country charts first. Morgan Wallen, his song Up Down with Florida Georgia Line, is the top country song in the nation this week. Then you have Dan and Shay with Tequila at number two. Kenny Chesney at three. Jake Owen at four. By the way, I think that song is horrible. That Jake Owen song, I Was Jack, You Were Diane. I just think it's the worst song.
Why? I
just
love
don't like
him.
It. I just don't like it. And then David Lee Murphy and Kenny Chesney, which was number one last week. Everything's Gonna Be All Right. It fell to number five this week. If you look on the digital charts, that song Simple from Florida Georgia Line, it reigns supreme on the digital charts for country music. And then albums-wise, Dan and Shay's new one, which was just released a couple of weeks ago, sits at the top. You want to know how horrible that Uncle Drew movie did over the weekend?
Oh, I hope it did. Did it plummet?
It came in at number four, so in the top five. I know. So that means a significant amount of people actually went and witnessed this movie. It brought in $15 million in its opening weekend. Its budget was, well, it doesn't give its budget here. Some it does, and for some of the movies it does not. Anyways, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, that's number one again this week. Brought in another $60 million.
Wow.
$265 million is its total gross so far. Incredibles 2, Sicario, Day of the Soldado, is that how you pronounce that? That's number three, another new film. Then Ocean's 8, still hanging around.
Really? So it's not as bad as everyone says. Must not be if everyone's going to see it.
Yeah, Deadpool 2 is still out there, and Solo, A Star Wars Story. Hey, also, what's number one from over the weekend? My girl from Big Bang Theory, Kaylee Cuoco, she got hitched.
I saw that.
Yeah, to some equestrian. Carl Cook is his name. Look, they have the same initials, so it's...
Oh, that's cute.
It's meant to be Kaylee Cuoco and
just
Carl
like
Cook.
That song, What Is Meant to Be.
Yes, you're right. Please don't sing it. They tied the knot in San Diego, California. Seems like everybody goes to California nowadays, right? Seems
too
like it.
Soon.
The wedding took place in a horse stable and was attended by close friends and family members. Very nice. All the photos are out there now to see. I'm sure they sold some of them as well, because that's what celebrity couples do, right?
Right.
Sell their wedding photos.
Of course.
Gotta make a profit. All right, get this crazy story, all right?
Tell me.
After searching for her long-lost sister for several years, Good Morning America had this, and it's just whack-a-doodle, this story. 31-year-old Hillary Harris, she lives in Wisconsin.
Okay.
After searching and searching high and low for her sister, as if they were some lost car keys or something, she realized that her sibling all along was living right next door to her the whole time.
What?
Swear to God. She found out that she had a half-sister back in 2012 named Dawn Johnson. All right? So not a full-fledged blood sister, just a half-sister.
Okay.
She tried to track her down and could not. And after years of searching with no luck, the woman noticed that her neighbor had the same name as her sister, the one she was looking for. Just happened go next door and ask about it. And then after a short conversation, it was confirmed they both had the same daddy, but a different mother, making that her half-sister, her long-lost half-sister, the one she was looking for.
Weird.
You ever been in that moment, like, where's my cell phone? And, like, you're on your phone, and you're like, oh, my God, there's my phone.
All the time.
One of those moments. Oh, where's my sister? Oh, there she is right next door. Where is my sister over there? What's number one from over the weekend? Brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. Hey, also, what's number one? We have this for you. The Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. There's only a couple of weeks left to sign up to try and win that Hall of Fame prize package. The Sarshon truck all this week will be at Baker's IGA right there in Newcomerstown. So if you're in the area, find that vehicle and follow the instructions and then enter for yourself to win that Hall of Fame prize package, which includes tickets to the game, field passes, tickets to the concert, which I heard Pitbull at the Hall of Fame Stadium the other night, as I live just a few miles from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. I heard Mr. Worldwide getting down as I was scrolling social media, looking at all this LeBron content. I could hear Pitbull right across the way. But anyway, the Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg Hall of Fame Gold Plate Challenge. Find the vehicle, take a photo with it, selfie, throw the kids or the wife or the dog in the back of the truck of that of that vehicle, and then you're well on your way to winning that Hall of Fame prize package. And then this Friday, Michelle, the Sarshon vehicle will be at the First Town Days. That is now confirmed.
Oh, nice!
Right there at Tuscora Park.
Yeah.
You know, it's been going on for, what, like 41 years.
So crazy.
It is nuts. Tuscora Park is where the truck will be for First Town Days later this Friday. So you have plenty of chances to win, do you, that Hall of Fame prize package from Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, the official Hall of Fame car dealership.